Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media or its affiliates. Wiki Curiosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wiki Curiosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's the Falling from Grace podcast.
Welcome to the Falling from Grace podcast show. I'm your host, Angel. As always, my co-host is here with me tonight, Ms. Ian.
Hello, hello.
And you can be here with us, too. You can listen to us on Blog Talk through their live stream. You can call in at 718-664-9735 and speak to us directly. You can also follow us on Facebook, where we host our live stream. Most of the time, one of us is usually there making sure that we're following along and we know, you know, when somebody comments and we try to get back to you there or by responding to you on the actual stream. You can find our Facebook page at Falling from Grace Podcast. You can also find us on Wicked Curiosity Media's Facebook page. You know, we've got all the social medias. We have Instagram. Wicked Curiosity Media has all the socials too. They have website, Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. You can find it on the Wicked Curiosity Media Facebook page. There are links to the website. Just, you know, click around, look around. You can find all of our shows. It's not just us. So, you know, follow us. Pay attention to us. We like it.
Yeah, we see everything. We may not respond to it, but we do see you all the time.
So, real quick, it's just a little funny. It's not a big deal. It's just funny to me because I live in such a ignorant area that when we posted our show tonight, we really only, like, our main advertising for it, besides our own personal pages, is our local community page. I always post our stuff there because I would like to involve our community.
You're like a big poster, too. Like, you're well known.
Yeah, like, I would involve our community in the discussions. I think it's important. I think it's important that we not only expand the things that we think about, but we can have adult conversations over, you know, the weird shit we talk about on this station. Because our show is completely different than the others. But... we all know it's Pride Month. Many people probably don't know why. Many people probably don't like it. You know, it is what it is. But June is Pride Month. June 28th is Pride Day. So, of course, I always do like a little cover photo for our show links to kind of indicate what the topic is going to be. And today's was, you know, little heart hands, a little pride flag behind it. It was really cute.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, and the post got approved because the admins are amazing, but I noticed that the comments were turned off. And so even though I knew what the answer was going to be, I kind of wanted to give her some shit because she gets complaints all the time. And I was like, hey, you know, just wondering because it's never happened before. Why can't people comment on my post? And she was like, I really just wanted to, like, nip it in the bud because you know the people in this town are going to say ignorant, stupid stuff, and I didn't want to go there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, even though, you know, the majority of people in this town's kids are trans or
that's
gay,
what
it's like, it's really weird.
We have a fairly small community. I'm not going to say a small town, but...
I'm just saying, like...
Well, we live in a fairly small community, and I have mentioned it before because, I mean, I've lived in so many different areas of the United States, and I will admit that this is the first time that I've lived somewhere that is so ass backwards so often, but has so many kids and adults alike that are part of the LGBTQ community and are not hiding it. Like,
they're making it obvious.
Yeah, like, they're there. We know who you are.
Bringing their pride flags to school and shit.
Yeah, and yet there's so much negativity and ignorance involved in this. I don't understand it. Like, you don't get why a post like that, it's sad that she had to intervene immediately before anybody could see anything because she knew the hate speech was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her worry because we don't want to lose our group. You know, it's a very large Facebook group and we don't want to not have it because it's very pertinent to the community and she doesn't want to lose it. And so, not that they can't report the post, I guess, if they were that stupid, but still, it just made me sad. It made me sad that that's where we're at.
We should have just posted it on PAL Unrestricted.
I should start posting it there. I don't ever think about that. Not that I won't post it on the same community page, but only to, like, spread the word further, because I do pretty loyal to the original page. But I get, you know, that there are many people that are not on this page that are on that page. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like.
People are weird as hell. Like, yeah. It's so common now that it might as well just be accepted.
But you would think it would be.
I mean, it is in other places. It's just, like, certain parts are, like, so fucking judgmental and hateful about it.
My biggest thing is, actually, I grew up for a long time on the West Coast, where it is, since I was in high school, it's always been more accepted and, you know, obviously, like, California and San Francisco has had pride parades forever,
mm-hmm.
And they're big and flamboyant and, you know, they do their thing, but I've actually noticed that a lot more people that I grew up with who we all grew up with the same kids who were obviously not straight have suddenly become so in their Christianity that conversations have been hard because we're parents now. And, you know, those conversations of how wrong it is and how sinful it is. And like, did we not grow up together? Like, we have the same friends. Our friends were gay, guys. That I knew, 90% of the school knew, we know now because we have Facebook, like, but now you have a problem with it, what? Is that guilt, or?
Y'all just, like, switch up, or what?
Did you have a stroke? Like, I don't understand, what changed? What made us so, like, suddenly so judgmental of it? This is probably why I'm not religious anymore. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with that kind of ignorant talk.
Ignorance to arrogance. I totally thought of that myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I just don't... so frustrating. So, you know, admins of our local town page, I just want you to know that I support you, and I do appreciate everything that you do, and that you always make sure my posts are out there, and, you know, our show is there. I have no problem with the fact that you muted it, and that's fine, truly. So, way to jump into the subject of tonight's show, by the way.
Yeah, I honestly would rather have her have, like, muted it as to someone be a dick and then me, like, pop off.
I was going to say, the clapback is real, and I told her, I was like, well, you know, ignorance doesn't bother us, we're you know, we're used to it.
Yeah.
She's like, I know, but then it would get ugly, and then I'd get reported.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't be able to post anymore.
Then we'd get trouble.
The whole community would be in heat. We would probably get shit thrown at our house.
Yeah, and I do try to be not 100%. Nobody in this town thinks that I'm like, you know, Mary Homemaker and sweet and nice. Like, people that know me. But this is, you know, we like doing this. And we all know that it takes one bad thing on social media to fuck up everybody's dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I do try to be mindful of how I approach people in the capacity of the show. Not myself, but just as the show.
Yeah. People are assholes, though.
They are. And, you know, in real life, I'm an asshole, too. I just try not to start things.
You just end
while I'm on the air.
Yeah. Yep.
So we did get a like on our post. That was nice. You know, thank you, Kimberly.
Yay, Kimberly supports us.
Yeah.
Was it Anderson?
No.
Oh damn. How much? No.
It's right here.
Oh, she seems like
a supporter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
There's a lot of allies in Tennessee, too, which is, like, weird. It's like a perfect 50-50.
I was going to say, yeah, there are a lot of allies, but there are so many ignorant people.
Oh,
also.
Yes.
Like, you know, Dan works in the retail industry and has, you know, pretty much since he got out of active duty. And he has had several people that work for him that are obviously, you know, part of that community, and he just doesn't care. He doesn't care. As long as they're not, he doesn't care who or what you are. He just, it's whatever. But he has seen customers and other employees just tear them up to the point where they leave their jobs, or they go home at the end of the day feeling like complete crap about themselves. And while there's a lot of allies here, there's not a lot of outspoken allies. Like, if you're in their home or you're their friend, obviously they support you and they love you and they care about you. Not a lot of outspoken people that are like, yeah, you know.
I openly support you.
Yeah, like, you're here, you're queer,
yeah,
we love you.
They're like, I want to talk to you and hang out with you.
Yeah.
But I personally do not support your life choices or decisions.
That's kind of some of the comments that I got the other day during a conversation with a friend from high school was that, you know, while I love my kids, if they ever grew up and told me that they were gay, I would still love them, but they would know very clearly that I don't support them. And I don't know, that
my
still
children
feels like
would
a shitty way to...
Like, why would you openly tell them, like, hey, like, why? Why make
yeah.
it uncomfortable?
Now, if, you know, kids aren't stupid, and they're going to know,
I mean, that's why they don't come out anyways, is because they know whether or not the parents are going to hate them or not after.
Right. Kids know. They're not stupid. So they're going to know if their parents are very vocal about it and don't support them or their lifestyle, their friends, because God knows like-minded people tend to stick together. So if you have a child who is homosexual or bisexual or whatever, but they probably have friends who are also the same, and because they do tend to support each other. So, yeah. You're probably going to be surrounded by it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's always going to be there.
And I have views about certain aspects of LGBTQ that are probably outdated a little bit, or ignorance, or just a struggle at times for me. I don't feel bad about it because I'm not hateful. I don't not love anybody, and I'm not an ally. But I will be the first to admit that I don't know everything. And sometimes I get confused. Sometimes I get frustrated. Sometimes I think some of the shit is just stupid. And I'm sorry if that offends you, because it's not meant to. I just think sometimes things get taken too far, and we've turned it into a super confusing, over-dramatized subject at times, but it really didn't ever need to be. That's just me. And I'm old, so.
No, I get that. Like, I'm like a part of the LGBTQ, like, group that, I don't know, like, I'm just not, like, in the same category as I would put myself in with, like, the freshmen at my high school, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're all gay, and they all love everyone, and they are super accepting, but I'm just like, you know, I see myself as bi. I will date anyone if they're trans or not. I don't really see them as a different person if they're trans, you know? If they have it, they have it.
Right.
But then there's other people. Now, I wanted to bring this up, too, because it's fucking... Oh, God. There's a flag that wants... that people are wanting to, like, add into the community. They're called pedosexuals.
Nope.
Yes. Minor attracted persons. People attracted to minors and minors only.
I don't think it should be... First of all, it shouldn't even be an outspoken thing. Like, you should not be saying that loud and proud if it's something to be okay with.
Yeah.
One. And two, I hope that every person of the LGBTQ community rips them to shreds, because that's gross. That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in that manner and you really think that that should be a lifestyle, then please move to another country, because, like...
Another country where they openly fucking murder you for that shit.
Yes.
Like, what the hell, dude? Like, y'all never had to, like, yeah, you put up with discrimination because you're fucking nasty and you have an actual mental disease.
Well, and that has been an issue for a few years now. When we were in, probably 7 years ago, when we were in leaving Fort Bragg, was when it first started coming out, those, like, boy love Facebook groups. Private groups where it was like men that were looking for young...
My military men?
No. It was just different groups that were all over Facebook for men that were looking for boys, like young boys, to be with. And I will still never understand how social media apps that can censor you in a heartbeat for saying the president's name wrong, but will not shut down pedophile groups.
Yeah.
That are obviously pedophile groups that are sharing pictures and disgusting messages, but nothing ever gets said about it.
Yeah, or, like, children openly, like, posting things that they shouldn't, and are, like, you can tell that they're being groomed and nothing's happening about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, nobody's doing anything about it, and it's gross.
So, yeah, a 24-year-old posing in her bathing suit on TikTok gets taken down immediately.
Right, but the, you know, the rape day group didn't.
Yeah, like,
you know, there have been several posts on TikTok where it's like actual videos of people molesting kids that it takes days for that to get taken down. And you know that other kids are on the app and they're seeing it. But I will also admit social media has become quite a learning tool, not only for me, but like homosexuality in a whole was never talked about in high school, or as a kid in my home, ever. Like, it wasn't that you couldn't talk about it, they just didn't talk about it. My mom never talked to us about any, but we never had the talk about anything. And I think that social media has made it a lot easier for people like me as we grow up to be more accepting and learn more about it and see people's, like, full-on stories and how they grew up and, you know, whether they were accepted or not accepted, how they told their parents, what it means to them. And I think it has been a huge tool in creating empathy for others.
So if y'all see hashtag MAP or MAP movement or supporting MAP, whatever, pedophiles.
That's gross.
And it even says in the article, it's like, the LGBTQ+ community has often been criticized for not accepting pedophiles, but pedophilia is not a sexuality and cannot be defined by such by scientific or academic means, and it's not gender identity or an expression. It's not. It's just a fucking criminal act.
Exactly. Like, And honestly, if they were, I feel like people push that narrative because if they were to, for whatever disgusting reason, accept it, then that gives everybody a reason to hate that community, a bigger reason.
Yeah, but like...
Like, you accepted it, now we know. Now we know you really are about that life, and you really are gross.
Yeah, like, either way, like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
It's just like whenever straight people wanted to, like, be included into the community. It's like, then that doesn't even make sense. Then we're just a fucking Earth. You know, then we're just human at that
point.
Which
is what, I guess, their point kind of was. Like, it shouldn't... And I will admit this. I absolutely believe that it's a community, and I think that's great because it's support for each other. But there was a time when it was pushing people's faces so much that it was like, can we not just all be together in society without it having to, like, you don't have to walk out of the bathroom and tell me you're gay. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the narrative for so long because people were just so pushing it in people's faces so much, we don't care. Well, most of us don't. We shouldn't. And then you're just inviting hate for the ones who do care.
They care too much.
Yeah.
Like, why, like, I don't really care who you sleep with, but why do you keep informing me?
Yeah, it shouldn't be the first thing out of your mouth. I'm a pretty good judge of character. I promise you, I probably knew before you told me. And anything because I did not care.
Yeah, but
as long as you're a good person,
then
that really
doesn't
matter. I already don't like people. Like,
yeah, and just the thought of you with another person is just gross. Why would I think about that? Why would I fantasize about that?
It'd be like me. Look, I don't care who it is. I don't personally want to watch anybody make out in public. It's not my thing. But you know, you do you. But I would assume that that's where a lot of people's problem comes in. I guess, I don't know.
And you want to know what's really weird? For me personally, I've never seen like a gay couple like make out in public or anything. Like, it gets me so excited when I see them hold hands. But you know what I did have to experience one time at a fucking Walmart? I had to watch this fucking straight couple grind on each other in the middle of a fucking aisle. Like, you know how there's the aisles and then the frozen meat, so it's just like all that empty space? They were just right in the middle, and she was just like rubbing her ass all up on him, and he was just like going in on it, and they both made eye contact with me and stared at me for like a whole 10 seconds, and I was just like,
ew.
I was like, I want to kill myself. I do not want to do this anymore.
I'm traumatized now. Thank you.
I do not want to ever be near straight people again.
And that's the truth, though, because I will say that as much of a big deal has been made out of, you know, gay couples by other people, straight people are way more apt to being out in public doing nasty things.
Yeah, like a whole category of public sex. Like, just stay the fuck at home.
We've all seen it. Some of us have, not us, I'm not even going to put myself in that category. Some of you have participated in it.
And we all know it, too.
We all know the one. Okay, it's gross. Stop doing it. We don't need to see it. Ever.
Nor do we need to hear about it.
Ever.
Write it in your fucking diary. Damn, bro.
Oh, I don't know.
That was a whole 20-minute rant.
It really was. That's okay, though. And so I do have a question, though, because you are, you know, part of the community.
Yes, I'm not that flamboyant, but it is in there.
Do you know why they have Pride Month?
So, I don't remember, like, the exact story, but I know it was, like, a bunch of black trans women who basically, like, got into a fight with police, and they were, like, throwing rocks and shit at them. And after that, you know, it was accepted, kind of. It was, like, out in the open now that people are doing this. They don't really care what you say.
Right. So the month of June was chosen for LGBTQ plus. What is the plus?
The more sexualities that are being like added on.
I think we really just need to take plus off.
Yeah, that's why,
my problem.
That's why I consider myself like the earlier LGBTQ, because I was in there before there was a plus. You know, it was just like, it was lesbian, gay, trans, queer, and bisexual.
Which is all it should be.
Yeah,
just my opinion.
No, like, really, like, they're making it way more complicated. Like, I support pansexuality 1,000,000%, but I
basically bisexuality.
You're just putting trans people into their own category, and I don't like that. You know, like if I was a trans man, I would not want to be seen as a trans man. I would want to just be seen as a man.
Right. I think
you know?
Adding all these subcategories to sexuality is one. It's confusing as fuck for everybody. It is. It's confusing. It's confusing. It's confusing to kids that are learning about it, and you want them to be allies, or you want them to be comfortable coming out, and yet I will promise you that as these kids are growing up, like, they have no idea what the fuck they are.
Yeah, so asexual, that's understandable that when someone just wants a relationship,
but
like, they don't
need to be in this world.
Yeah, no, like, they don't want any kind of sex. Like, yeah, that's fine. You didn't have to fight for that. You
right,
could have already done that.
I feel like LGBTQ has always been about homosexual people.
Yes.
Whether you are trans or not, there's a level of homosexuality about it. And I think asexual doesn't fit in there, and they probably shouldn't even be, like, are you out there wearing your rainbow flag on Pride Day when you're asexual?
No, so theirs are, I think it's two white stripes, a black, and then a purple one.
Whatever.
Yeah, and then there's, let me Google this one, because I don't even know. Androgynous, which is partly male and partly female in appearance. So they don't really have, like, a determined sex.
Well, yeah. It's like the pats of the world.
Yeah, like gender fluid. Which
yeah.
I stand by that 1,000,000%. I feel like that all the time.
Still feel like if we keep adding letters to the alphabet mafia, we're all going to get lost.
Dude, no, let me just read out the whole thing. It's LGBTQQIP2SAA.
No, it's not. That's too many letters. I can't even remember Anne's phone number. I can't remember all those letters.
And all of mine have the same fucking numbers, too. The same three numbers.
I can't do it too much.
So the two Qs are questioning or queer, which, that's yes. Then there's intersex. Is that like...
What is intersex? Like intersex?
Intersex is a general term used for a variety of situations in which a person is born with reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the boxes of female or male. Sometimes doctors do surgeries on intersex babies to change to make their bodies fit binary ideas of male or female. So I did kind of see this because I found one of those on TikTok. I don't want to say one of those people.
Is it hermaphrodite?
Yeah, but like, so I looked at one of the pictures and it like... It's basically a vagina. It's just like the clit part is like really huge, and then the lips—they're not lips. It's just balls that open.
So it's like a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Only just a different word now.
But they're not gay or bisexual. Again,
they just have like a weird genital.
It's a medical condition, and then I would assume the reason that parents tend to.
Do surgery
because it's not as painful or dangerous when they're little as when they're big. And I think for me, if that ever happened, like, I would want to know, does this child have inside, do they have a womb and ovaries? Because if so, then, I mean, obviously,
yeah, and
maybe I would choose female. If they don't, then okay, let's go ahead and go with male. You know, if they change their mind later, I think the reason that they do that, because I know parents take a lot of hate over those situations, but it is so much safer to do those surgeries when they're babies than when they're adults,
and the amount of
complications are minimized.
Yeah, see, but, like, what if, you know, you chose which gender they were, and then when they grow up, they, like, were leaning more towards the other one, like, the way they acted and the way they, like, put themselves out there, and then they wanted to change again.
Really important. Not to do therapy in a way to manipulate or convince them of being a certain sex, but I do think if your child is born that way, it would be really important to have a therapist involved so that as they get older and reach puberty, you know, if they have questions or they're feeling a certain way, that it's easier for them to understand that, and then, you know, hopefully parents could help support them in correcting or dealing with whatever, you know, issues come up with it. I think that would be a hard one, but I still stand by it. Medically, it's safer to choose something while they're infants. Because that's a hard one.
Yeah, I feel like a shitty person either way. I just like having my baby go through that.
I imagine medically they would have a lot of problems. If you left it the way it was, they would end up with a lot of medical problems and then they'd probably end up with surgery after surgery after surgery, and the trauma from that would be horrible.
They'd probably have, like, serious body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even imagine, being that confused. Like, having boobs and, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm very thankful that it's a very rare condition, because that would be hard on everybody. Now, pansexual does bother me, though.
Yeah, I hate that people put trans people in a different category. Like,
I do, too, and we're candid here. We're fairly honest people. I have a child who struggles with understanding pansexuality and whether that is, like, a category that she would fit into. I will tell you this. She is autistic. This is not uncommon. And I've had parents talk to me about things that their kids are going through, boy and girl. But here's a common denominator. Autistic kids have a very hard time creating emotional bonds with people, like strong emotional bonds. My daughter loves me. She hugs me. She tells me she loves me. However, hugs are not deep, strong, like cuddle hugs. And if you were to ask her half of her friend's last name, she wouldn't know it. But she loves them. She wants to be their friend. She struggles very hard with knowing how to create bonds. And I think that's why we have a lot of autistic kids that struggle with their sexuality, because they don't really truly know how to create deep emotional bonds. So they're just looking for somebody who clicks with them in the right way. Whether it's, you know, their own sex, a different sex, or a transgender person. I don't think they care.
Yeah.
Because whoever creates that bond is going to be their person.
Yeah. Another thing I think, like, why people will have pan and bi different things is because some people, like, won't define themselves as male or female. And, like, that's understandable because they don't want to have surgery. They just want to, like, be as...
They want to be who they are.
Yeah, they want to be, like, as gender neutral as possible. And I love that because there are many days where I'm just, like, I want to shave all my hair off. I want to, like, tape my boobs down. Yeah. And then there's other days where I'm just, like, I want to walk out in some fishnets. I want to have my titties perked up. Like, I want to be sexy. And, like, it's really confusing, you know?
It is. I don't have a problem with the trans community as the trans community. I will say that the younger our kids are showing their sexuality in this way does make it hard for kids like my child who is autistic, because it creates a lot of confusion. You know, I've seen a lot of women who are trans, I don't even know how to do it. So a woman who wants to be a man is
a transgender man.
Okay. So transgender males who are women, but I'm not going to lie, they are some handsome-ass men.
Yes.
And then you find out that he is not entirely a he, and still has a lot of she left in him. That's a little confusing. That would be hard if I had to date again, because, like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely not. I'm straight. I have zero. Like, I'm support all of you, but I have a hard enough time liking females in a heterosexual manner, much less being attracted to them. I'm just not. So that would be really tough for me. Like, I would hate to be, like, matched up with somebody on Tinder and then go out on a date and be like, oh, fuck.
You find out they have a safe dick.
I'm sorry.
Now, see, there's, like, a lot of... Because I know a couple trans men. One of them, he's a really good friend of mine. We dated in middle school, and he's actually, like, he's on testosterone now, so he's, like, he's going through the chains, like a little manly man. And his boyfriend actually has a fake functioning dick. Like, 100%. Like, it's made of silicone. He told me that it will get, like, semi-hard You know, it's like semi-hard, semi-soft, so it's not like always like erect when he's wearing it. He can pee through it, and whenever him and his boyfriend, you know, do it, there's like fake cum that'll go through it, and I'm just like, that's so fucking advanced, bro.
It is.
The
last like, I
don't want fake cum in my booty hole.
No. And that's also a little weird for me. Like, so she wants to be a he, and he wants to be gay.
Yeah. That's another, like,
that's
huge
so
thing.
So much hairy.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think they might just be bi, but I know that they are both trans men dating each other.
That's definitely, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of baggage to unload in your own mind. I mean, that's a lot. It's so confusing. As
I just your brain hole.
Woman, like, you broke my whole brain just now. You know what, though? I don't feel bad because I know that I don't know everything. And I'm okay learning new things. And I think that's the most important thing, is being open to, you know, knowing, being knowledgeable, mm-hmm. not being ignorant. Thanks for
informing you.
Okay, so we started, and I only made it like 5 words into the sentence. The month of June was chosen for the wonderful Alphabet Mafia Pride Month to commemorate the riots held by members of said community against a police raid that took place at the Stonewall Inn in New York City on June 28, 1969. The so-called Stonewall Riots were a tipping point for the gay liberation movement in the United States. The uproar also paved the way for the modern fight for LGBTQ rights. Previous presidents have on several occasions officially declared June as Pride Month. So, I think everybody celebrates different, like every area celebrates differently. I know in Tennessee, unfortunately this year, all of the Pride events are virtual, which kind of is very lackluster. Nashville, I think, is having theirs in September, like their parade is in September. I don't think Knoxville has actually rescheduled theirs. But I will also put out there that Tennessee has had some major developments in lawmaking for rights for LGBTQ people, some of which I don't agree with. I know that most people in said community do not agree with the legislation that has been signed in by Governor Lee. So I don't like Governor Lee as it is. I don't care. I don't like him. I think he's inept, uneducated, sorry governor. But he is taking some flack right now. So he did sign the anti-LGBTQ education bill into law. The bill would require a school district to notify parents before providing a sexual orientation or gender identity curriculum in any kind of instruction, including but not limited to education on sexuality. This bill, along with the anti-transgender sports bill that he signed into law, is part of the 2021 slate of hate. I wasn't expecting that. Sorry. That was
a bunch of legislators against
The community, which are anti-equality bills pushed by national extremist groups and peddled by lawmakers in Tennessee in an effort to sow fear and division.
Did these actually say anti?
Yeah.
Like anti-transgender in the bill?
No.
Or they just called that? Would that be ballsy
as shit? It's Senate Bill 1229, mm-hmm. which they are calling, like, the community is calling anti-education.
Okay.
So, in addition to making it harder for students to access sex education, it could also preclude discussion about sexuality, more broadly, including in literature and history classes, a district will be forced to notify parents, provide curriculum materials, and allow parents to opt students out of learning about important modern and historical events from the AIDS epidemic to the Stonewall riots to even Supreme Court jurisprudence. This bill also disproportionately disadvantages LGBTQ youth who may not have supportive families and put children at greater risk of health consequences. So the quote is, Governor Billy and the Tennessee State Legislature slate of hate bills are nothing more than a politically motivated effort to drum up fear and sow division. And SB 1229 is a discriminatory piece of legislation that would put the health and safety of LGBTQ students at risk. All students deserve access to quality academic experience, including the opportunity to learn about themselves and critically important health information as they develop. Rather than drafting and passing inflammatory bills, state lawmakers should be focused on real issues like COVID-19 or crumbling infrastructure that are impacting Tennesseans. Here is the thing. I need to read about the other one, but as far as this one, notifying parents about sexual education curriculum is not new. Because we live in the Bible Belt, guys. I don't know what to tell you. So sex talk is not incredibly popular. When my son was in high school, we got notified before he entered sex education and what they were going to talk about. And
yeah, I mean, if they're putting them in the same class, it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Just because they have to.
Yeah. I don't think this is anti-LGBTQ. I think parents have, I think on a level, dependent on the age of the kids, say you do a class in fifth grade. As a parent, I want to know before my 10-year-old starts learning about things because I need to be able to prepare myself for the questions that are going to come home.
If it's a class on like psychological studies of these things, then that's a bit different.
I think that should be a class all in itself.
You should just be able to sign up for that class.
Absolutely.
Like you shouldn't have to.
But I think when let's go for the three different structures. If we're looking at elementary school, 100%, I agree, parents should be notified, especially when we start easing into modern sexual orientation stuff. These are kids, they're little, they are already confused about their prepubescent bodies. As parents, we should be able to be prepared for furthering their education when they come home. Austin and I, and his father, when he came home from sex education, we sat down and had a whole conversation about it.
Yeah, not really.
It wasn't really like questions, but I mean, yeah, we wanted to know what he learned. Did he understand it? You know, all of this stuff, because parents should have those conversations. My parents did not talk about sex at all. They don't, that was not a thing. I didn't get to come home and tell my mom that I watched a whole birth from the down view, and it scared the hell out of me. She wouldn't hear about it. We didn't talk about that stuff. So I think as far as elementary goes, 100%, I agree. I don't think it just, and I'm not like classifying it just as sexual orientation, like any sex talk. I don't know. Middle school, I'd still like to know. Like, it's still pretty pubescent, still kind of want to know. Like, I want to know. Now, when we hit high school, I would think that most parents are intelligent enough to know that by the time our kids are in high school, no sex class is going to trump what they have already learned from their friends. Pornhub, TV, social media. Like, you could opt out, I guess, but literally, like, your kids already know, guys. They know.
They may not know the right way, but they are.
They kind of think about it. Like, might as well give them some education to go along with it, but they know. So I kind of sort of disagree that this is an anti-equality bill.
The other one sounds way worse, though. The one that you example.
What one?
The other one.
The
anti-trans.
Yeah, so I have to find that one. But the other one, so there were three. Let me refresh this. Okay, so the other one controversial measure Friday, or whatever Friday that was, that would let religious adoption agencies deny service to same-sex couples. The move comes after several groups, including the state chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, urged Lee not to sign the legislation. The law allows adoption agencies to refuse to participate in child placement if doing so would violate the agency's written religious or moral convictions or policies. Under the law, which immediately takes effect, the state would be barred from denying an agency's license or grant application for public funds because of a refusal to place a child in a family based on religious objections. I think that's just a slippery slope, honestly. We live in Tennessee, where there are twice as many kids in foster care than there are foster parents. This is stupid. This is a stupid bill. There are so many opportunities here for good parents taking kids that really need a home, and
have you ever seen any sort of media with a child that was taken by two gay dads? They're gonna have the best child.
Right, absolutely. Like, is this okay? So when we look at the slate of hate, yes, I will agree that this one falls into it. And Bill Lee literally just put out there that his religious stance overrides everything else. This is stupid. There are moments where I'm like, is this really where I live? This is ignorance at its best. Now,
I don't think it's ignorance because they changed it from a law to a worse thing. I'm pretty sure that's just being an asshole.
Yeah. Okay, here's this one. So the other one, I guess there's another one. And while I look at this one, where's this one at? I go up here. Nope. I go down here. Anti-transgender sports bill. Can you look that one up? Because I guess there were four. So we have the two, the bathroom bills.
How many fucking bills, bro?
So Tennessee will become the first state in the United States to require businesses and government facilities open to the public to post a sign if they let transgender people use multi-person bathrooms, locker rooms, or changing rooms associated with their gender identity. He signed a bill Monday that represents a first-of-its-kind law, according to the Human Rights Campaign. So the bill has been said to be discriminating, and that required signs are offensive and humiliating, and it'll go into effect July 1st. So, here is my issue as a person.
I saw an amazing sign at the hairdressers.
Mm-hmm.
They had one that is specifically for men, and then they had another one that is for basically everything else, and the sign showed it. It was, like, for family, pregnant women. No, it was one was for, like, just like generalized bathroom. And then the other one was for if you're not comfortable being in a bathroom, like
don't use this one.
Yeah. Any type of thing that would involve you not being comfortable just being in like the normal bathroom, you can go to this bathroom. But not just like with like gender identities, but it was also for like pregnant women.
Right.
As a little baby thing.
Right, because women go in there to breastfeed and they don't want to be interrupted.
Yeah.
Because a woman breastfeeding can be made just as uncomfortable by another woman coming in as they would be by a man. Here's...
it's like, oh, hello.
Hi, my name is Al. Don't look at me.
I hope this comes out as intelligent as I want it to come out because I'm absolutely not trying to offend anybody. But here is my stance on this bill. Okay? I think because other states have put out bills basically saying anybody can use whatever bathroom they identify with, right?
Yeah.
And it's constitutionally okay. Here's my problem with it as a parent, okay? It's not the community that bothers me. It's the fact that those bills opened up a can of worms for people to take advantage of it. Okay? When I send my 10 and 12-year-old into the bathroom alone, It's already hard for me, especially with my son, because he goes in the boys' bathroom. I can't follow him in there, make sure nobody messes with him. And then you have, you know, little girls. The reality is that people in America suck, okay? And people will take advantage of that measure. You will have pedophiles who will dress up as women to go into a bathroom to take advantage of children and other women, period.
Yeah, but that's
because they can.
But that's a dumb stance. Cause
it's not a dumb stance.
It very much is, because a man can still just dress up as a woman.
But that was the point, because at the time, if you were visibly a male, you needed to be in the bathroom that you were sexually assigned to, not what you dressed as. So, like, when I worked for Fred Meyer's, I had this customer that would come in. She always dressed like this super classy, like old-fashioned classy woman, but she was probably in my mid-30s, you know, like super classy, always like 2 to 9. And she always used to come to me to ask me to help her find queen-size pantyhose because she was a transgender. She was obviously male. Like, the only part that wasn't male was the dress on her body. Would I have felt comfortable going into the same bathroom as her? Probably not.
Yeah, but at the same time, now you're just basing off of now people can just, before and now is the same thing of if somebody goes to the bathroom, now you're judging them by their appearance. Because what if they're just a masculine woman? You can't just be like, get the fuck out.
She, I don't know, that's really hard.
Yeah, but you're
based
on your one experience.
No, I'm just saying, though, I think it's, if we're looking at it as a whole, we have to understand that there are people out there that will take advantage of these liberties.
We just signed a law that allows anybody to buy a gun. Do you think that people are not going
to
take advantage
of
that?
Again, welcome to Tennessee. I'm not saying I agree with 90% of what happens here. Because as far as they're concerned, you know, God gave us guns. We might as well get to use them. I don't understand that way of thinking, but, you know, that's whatever. I guess I could go buy a gun. Probably not.
It'd be
easier now.
I know high school.
We just signed this law that we can carry it without a permit is the biggest one. Like, you can just carry it. You don't have to have a permit. You just be everywhere with it.
Yeah, they're flaunting your shit.
Yeah. So I just think it's hard. But I don't think that these signs should offend anybody. Because the reality is, most people who are transgender, truly transgender, do not identify themselves as being transgender. They identify themselves as either being the man or woman that they're wanting to become. So who cares what's on the sign? Just go back and use it. You know, I don't even look at people when I go, I don't listen.
I keep my head down, I go straight in there.
I worry about my kids, but I'm just as worried about a woman being a disgusting human being as I am about a man being a disgusting human being. I don't like my kids going to the bathroom. That's just me.
Yeah.
But if I'm going in the bathroom, bitch, we're not making eye contact. I just want to go to do my business, wash my hands, leave. I don't care who you are, just mind your business.
Yeah, and I respect, like, overprotective mothers a lot because I understand that, you know, where it comes from. But stop bringing your, like, 12-year-old sons into the female's bathroom. Just let them go.
You know what the best thing is, though, that they created are the family restrooms. So if you are worried and
like, that makes me uncomfortable, bro.
If you're worried and it does concern you, then you have an option. You know, you can use these family restrooms. It's a one-person restroom. You can stand outside while your 12-year-old son pees, and you know nobody else is in there with him, and you don't have to worry about
it. Or just, like, peek your head in before he goes in and see if anyone is in there.
Thankfully, I have a lot of fucking kids, so if I have to go, you know.
There's always one other kid that can go in every
day. Take this kid to the bathroom, make sure nobody's in there. You know, until they're big enough, old enough to stand up for themselves. So there's that one. There's that law. And there's my stance on it. My stance is that I don't think that it should... We've got to get out of the mindset that everything's offensive. It's okay for a business to say, hey, yes, we support and do allow transgender people to use women's restroom, the men's restroom, whatever. I'm just making you aware of it. You know what? That gives people who aren't the opportunity to say, okay, well, I don't want to use that restroom. Good. Go somewhere else.
Yeah. But then, like, look at it from this perspective. Imagine if you, like, had surgery, like, and now you have a vagina, but you're still forced to go into the men's bathroom, and then some creepy-ass man there takes advantage of you because you're not allowed to go to the female bathroom.
But see, now that's the thing, though, is I feel like this kind of sort of protects that. It's telling you that it's safe for you to go in and use that restroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, unisex
bathrooms? Can we look at it from the other side of it as the Alphabet Mafia. That bathroom should tell you it's safe. You should see safety in it because it's telling you that they support you going in there and using the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying, hey, we're calling you out because nobody's asking you your sex before you walk in.
They're just saying, go use the bathroom.
You're shitting in there, guys. Who cares? Okay. That one.
Thanks, Bill.
I probably offended somebody. I don't care. It's
whatever. So the Tennessee governor signed transgender sports bill into law requiring students to prove their sex at birth before they play sports in the middle and high school.
Do we think this is really a bad thing?
I've had a problem with this with the Olympics.
Do we think this is a bad thing?
I personally...
It's not even a female to male thing. It's usually a male to female thing because so many people right now are breaking like almost world records because their men transition to women.
Competing in women's events. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, so it's not talking about Olympics.
But
it's just talking about middle and high school.
It's the same concept, though,
so,
because we have so many sports here. If you had... Men are built differently than women. They just are. So say we had a boxing league in high school, okay?
Boxing leagues are usually
just... No, you're not going to pit a woman against a man in a boxing league. They don't do that.
They get close.
Oh, wrestling.
Yeah. So, I feel like that would be an unfair advantage. I think...
As a man, I think we get too many advantages already.
I think it should depend on if that person has started estrogen or testosterone or not.
But they can't do that. They can't do that because... If they do it for one, they have to do it for all.
Well, I mean, they're doing it for all already because everyone has to prove their sex on their birth certificate.
So, I mean, if they were allowing a male to compete, who is transitioning, but to compete in female events, or the opposite, if they do it for that one person, then they would have to do it for all of them. And
yeah, because, like, men, they usually take estrogen stuff.
To become females.
Yeah, but they're... Testosterone for a while is still at a male's level. They can still build muscle. They can still have way more advantage in these.
It's like, I think as far as middle school and high school, I think that's fair.
Kindergarten to fourth graders, though, don't gotta worry. Then fifth graders, though, they gotta worry.
Yeah.
And also, I think that's not something... too much we have to worry about because when people are transitioning, I don't know that they're really in competitive sports as much during that transitional period because I feel like that would be kind of medically stupid. Like, you could really get hurt and mess things up.
Maybe. But also, it's one of those things where, do I think it's a bad thing? No. But do I think it's going to prohibit them from ever getting into sports again, because that knocks away all sports scholarships. So is it a double-edged sword? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's transgender is such a tricky topic anyway, and there are so many people. If you think about it, Congress, legislators, governors, mayors, these people aren't even my generation. They're generally the generation before me.
Yeah, usually it's three generations back making the laws for now.
That's what I'm saying. So you're talking about people who already, one, don't agree with it, don't understand it, want nothing to do with it. Now add in the fact that we live in an incredibly religious area. So, and most of them, Bill Lee, one of them, cites the Bible all the fucking time, even though, you know, church and state, just saying.
Governor.
Yeah, so you've got overly zealous religious people who are old and old-fashioned.
You can be like 25 and be a governor, can't you?
I don't think 25. I don't know. I don't know because he lives.
Governors
lived,
and mayors, I think, can be a lot younger than presidents.
So there was a mayor in where we're from. Because
presidents have to be like
young.
35 and then Congress have to be 40, don't they?
I'm not sure. But if you look at our Congress and you look at our people that represent us, at least in this state, most of them are much older.
Yeah.
And very religious. So I think it's hard, and I think the reason that the LGBTQ community here is in such an uproar is because these people are ignorant when they speak out about it. They don't present it in a way that's supportive of them and saying that this is, you know, this is not something against you. This is something, you know, this is why. They don't give out the positives. They basically come out with anti-LGBTQ conversations to begin with, and so you can't ever see the positive side of it because they don't present it that way.
Yeah.
You know, it takes people that are on the other side of it or on the outside of it to look at it logically and say, okay, you're right, it kind of sucks, but let's look at it from this point of view, except for the adoption bill.
Yeah, that's just
that's
shitty.
Horrible.
Like, you would rather have some straight crackhead family.
We have so
family.
Many kids in foster care here. They are constantly putting out ads begging people to be foster parents, which you would hope would go to adoption so that these kids have, you know, forever homes, but you're excluding a huge part of the community that could offer these kids loving homes. It makes no sense.
So a president has to be 35.
Okay.
A congressman has to be 25.
Ew. Why don't we have any of those?
Exactly. because you want to be 25 if you went to law school that long.
Do you have to go to law school?
To be all of those, yeah. But for Supreme Court Justice, it says that you don't have to have any qualification for law. You have to have been trained in law, but you don't have to have any qualifications for educational law, age, gender, anything.
Oh.
You can be anybody. A baby could be a Supreme Court
Justice. Do we really think that either Trump or Biden has a degree in law of any kind?
Did either of them go to high school?
You said president.
Okay.
I said congressman.
You said both. You said either one of those.
I don't know
have
about
to have,
a president, but a congressman has to be trained in law.
Which I can understand, because there's everything that they're dealing with is law.
Yeah.
But president, no. No. No.
And then a mayor, a governor, 35, or
okay.
30, or something like that. And then a mayor can be 25.
Okay. Well, I mean.
But, you know, I would love some younger people.
I absolutely would too. If we look at,
you realize
like
that,
was,
that means that most of those people could be younger than you, and all of them are
yes.
20 years older than you.
Which sucks because, okay, so the example I was giving you, the mayor for Hartsford, Oklahoma at one time, his name was Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably, I'm going to say 25, 30.
Yeah.
He was very young, much younger than any of the mayors they've had previously. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is the local government tends to run them out for any reason possible because they don't want that age group having power.
Yeah.
He was run out within a year.
Yeah.
And not only that, but like his whole life was ruined. Like they came up with every disgusting thing about him that they could, any transgression that he ever committed, and used it against him and put it out there on social media. And so he ended up resigning. But in the process, like they ruined this guy's life for wanting to do something good.
Yeah.
I think we should just all have, we need, listen, let's say it bluntly, we need more gays in the House.
Yes.
But not like the lady in the White House.
With the purple wig?
Not the education person who's obvious. She's not very feminine for a transgender person, and she's incredibly ignorant. She's literally the worst education person we've ever had.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, there's shitty people in every single group, and so, and then there's people that don't know anything.
I wish
even
they would.
If you, even if you're someone that is something that other people consider ignorant as a topic, you as a person can still be ignorant to every other topic.
Yeah, I get on a level. If we look at the current administration,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this planned, but I am. We currently have Joe Biden, as the commander-in-chief, who admittedly is not the most intelligent person in the world, okay? But he's a religious white man.
I honestly want to say he's the dumbest either, but...
No, but he's failing miserably in his mental capacities.
He does it better than Trump.
I don't know about that. But he's a religious white man who brought in...
Every single person is a religious white man if they're all...
who brought in what was supposed to be an African-American female vice president, who we all found out later in life she's not. That's whatever. Then we brought in a transgender head of education. Mm-hmm. I get where they were going with it, but their puzzle pieces were wrong. Like, there was no vetting of these people. You brought in at least the education person. Like, you brought in somebody who's so ignorant that she's out there promoting that as infants or as small children, we give our children hormone blockers until they can decide later in life what they want to be. Do you know the medical implications of that? You can't do that.
Pretty sure you can, so it's been medically vetted.
No, because doctors came out and said the implications of this and what you do, not only psychologically, but health-wise to these kids.
Well, then why are there people that are telling people right now?
Because they're idiots. They're idiots. If you saw nature at, say, 7, so that this kid can reach 12, undergrown and missing their pubescent marks, so that at 12 they can say, yeah, I kind of like being a girl, we'll just stick with it. You already fucked up their natural cycle of events.
I don't know.
Like, on the West Coast, this is a big thing. My friend and I have this conversation way too often, but we've had it multiple times. So here, we have doctors, our doctors, that we've seen for the last, 5, 6 years, 7 years since we've been here, who are pretty open with us. They talk very candidly about vaccines, puberty, all the stuff. They're pretty open. Never once have I been approached about my 9-year-old, who by all expectations, 10-year-old, sorry, will probably start her menstrual cycle in the next year. Because that's just how it falls. Never have I been approached to say, we need to give her hormones to stop that from starting now because it might affect her growth later. Now, on the West Coast, that is a normal thing. That is a topic that happens too often in a pediatrician's office, when the reality is that we are humans. Our bodies progress naturally. We already know little girls are starting menstrual cycles at like 9 years old now, and still growing to a normal, not midget size. I just think science needs to stop trying to interfere with nature.
I agree.
I don't think so. I think that you're wrong.
Well, you don't have a female body, though.
Yeah.
For males, too.
I mean, do they?
I've never had a friend come to me about a pediatrician wanting to give hormones to their son to prevent puberty. Definitely have had it for girls. Girls are going to start when they start. Now, do I want my 7-year-old starting her period? No. If that happened, we would probably go see a pediatrician because that's really young.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because it's really young.
And what's the difference?
Because their bodies aren't meant to start that early. Because once a girl starts her menstrual cycle, she can make babies.
According to 30 years ago, they shouldn't have been starting at 9 either.
No, they shouldn't have. But we all know that 90% of the reason why girls are starting earlier is directly linked to environmental influences. However, my kids have never started that early, and I'm okay with that. Her main argument for it is that if she starts this early, she'll be short. Who the fuck cares? Short girls are cute. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
I want her eggs to drop when they need to drop.
I don't think that we should
be interfering with how a body grows.
I think that it's weird that there is a limit on it that you have. Because
if you had a 4-year-old and she started her menstrual cycle, medically there's probably something wrong. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
But is there? If there's not, if you go
to the doctor, the doctor says 100%, she's healthy, it just happened. Gross. I mean, because now I got to take care of it. But, okay. If we go in and they say, okay, the reason that it happened is because medically this is going on and we need to fix this. Then fix it. You know what I'm saying? If I go in with my 4-year-old, she suddenly starts bleeding out of her nanny, but there's nothing wrong with her, then I guess, now we got a 4-year-old bleeding out of her nanny, and we got to deal with it.
And you wouldn't deal with it with the best medical way?
If there's nothing wrong with her medically, why deal with anything?
Well, if she's doing that, then there's something wrong with her medication.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
Growing, it's just like growing your wisdom teeth too early.
If we go in and there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong medically, then
well, there is something wrong with her medically. She's bleeding at 4.
Right, but then you have to find out why. So you go in and you do tests to find out why.
What if there's nothing wrong except her hormones have started early?
Generally, when your hormones start that early, then you're going to see it. You'll see the overproduction of hormones, and which can cause issues later in life, so they're going to slow those hormones down so they're producing at a normal rate.
With hormone blockers.
Right, but giving a hormone blocker voluntarily to a kid who has nothing wrong with them, no, I don't agree with that.
Besides starting early.
That's not starting early, though. 10, 11 years old is not starting early. That's when they start.
Not typically
until
now.
I started at 11, and that was like 30 years ago.
She's probably not going to be starting at 11, though, is she?
No, she probably will. Katie did.
Yeah, but she's not 11.
She hasn't started yet. I fully expect 11, 12 is when she will start.
Okay. I think that there's a complete difference in... I think that it's weird that nobody's putting research into why there's a complete difference in children now than children 30 years ago.
They have. A lot of it has been linked to like hormones and food. It has changed the way that bodies develop.
Because if you notice, the problem is that Americans eat the shittiest. So why is there a difference?
Right. Well, then not only do they eat the shittiest, but we also add more to our food. We don't have a lot of like truly organic food. Whereas there's a lot of countries that, okay, like your cousin was saying, in the Philippines, they don't actually know what organic is, even though what they're selling is nothing but organic. They don't know what that word means because they just grow it. They don't use pesticides. They don't use any of that stuff. They grow it and sell it.
Yeah.
So it's just food. Whereas here, they tell us it's organic. But it still probably has pesticides on it. Still probably has other things happening to it.
Organic.
Right, but for the most part, what we find in the grocery store that is labeled organic...
Well, that's because you have to get it at like a flea market or something. Because
right.
They can't legally sell that stuff at grocery stores because there can be like bugs and shit in it.
That's what I mean, though, is when they tell us it's organic, it probably is not 100% organic.
Mm-hmm.
And so they still have different chemicals that have been introduced to the environment. Then you have the non-organic, the normal shit that's just grown in the grass and the dirt that 100% probably has pesticides. And you have farmers that add things to their crops to make their zucchinis bigger and their tomatoes bigger. And so as over time, as we started adding in America hormones and all these chemicals to our produce, we would be stupid to think that it doesn't over time affect who we are.
The only thing medically that I see with it is either these other things that are in our food or in our water or, you know,
in the soil,
the chlorine in the water,
yeah.
Whatever. It's either exponentially evolving us.
Yes.
Or all these things that they're coming out with are the reasons that they're coming out with it because it could be a dangerous path that literally most of humanity is going down right now.
Oh, I think it's absolutely a dangerous path that humanity is going down right now. I think we have been for a long time. You know,
I just mean whenever it comes to, like, whatever we're putting in our bodies,
yes,
that's going to our children,
yes,
whatever it's doing, I don't think it's wrong for all these things to be coming out, all these different medications to be coming out, because I feel like whatever it is, it's just like whenever you smoke, whenever you're pregnant.
Yeah, well, I think
it does something bad to the children. We're eating so much shit while we were pregnant.
This is true, but I think it's a hard balancing act because, you know, at the end of the day, Big Pharma is going to want to give you something that tells you we're going to fix it, but here's all the extra side effects. And then you're taking medication that is in your bloodstream, and then you reproduce. Like, it's slippery either side of it, because either way, we're putting things in our body.
Yeah.
Something that Dan and I talked about for a long time is when we were kids, so I used to cheer. And where I cheered, we had 2 water fountains. From 5 feet away, it smelled like a pencil. Like, we were constantly drinking lead in the water fountain. We drank our water hoses, which I'm not saying was bad, but the water obviously wasn't, like, purified or whatever. And hot water in a hose is a breeding ground for things. We ate dirt.
made my pie. Like, we did all these things that over time before they came, we had lead paint, you know, before they came in, and we're like, yeah, that's not safe. Asbestos in your house is probably going to kill you later. Then we look at medical diagnoses from the 80s to now, you know, autism, ADHD, all these mental health issues that our kids deal with now have grown exponentially. And you have to wonder, because obviously they happen in the womb when they're developing. So was development affected by all the shit that we were ingesting as kids, to the point where we have created the larger community of autistic people?
You had your children in 2000, in the 2000s.
Right, but I grew up in the 80s.
Exactly. Is it? But that was 20 years ago to your body.
Yes.
So is it not whatever we're doing now worse?
I don't know.
Because the development
so.
Is worse now?
I would assume so, but then you also have to look at, to go back to the topic of tonight, and I know it's a tricky, it's a tricky sentence, so excuse me if I get it wrong.
Would you like to talk about the fact that all of these other things in our community have also increased, and that something mentally is different with them than with me, a straight male?
Yeah, because it is not meant to be offensive, but what I'm going to say is we all have seen the LGBTQ community grow exponentially over the last 20 years, not because people were hiding it. I mean, in general, like the amount of people who are either transsexual. So if we go that they're born gay, bi, or trans,
yeah.
If we go by that rule of thumb. So we have more people being born into the wrong sex. We have more people being born who are lesbian and gay. More people born that are bisexual now. Is that something that has been created through environment? Because we're birthing you, you know, you are coming from our bodies. So if you were born, my belief is not that people choose it, that they are born that way. So if you are born that way and there's more of it happening, is it not the same as what we're seeing with other mental developments in other people?
Definitely. But I feel like that's the one of that, like tonight's topic is probably the only topic that has an exception, because it's one of the only topics that can be not just nature, it is also nature and nurture.
Do you think it is nature and nurture?
Yeah. There's so many people now that if you question for a moment and go, that guy's kind of cute, you're going to have 50 people that are like, I agree, that guy's kind of cute, not, you're weird, you're gay. It's a completely
different... Oh, you mean like
as
a male saying it to another male?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a completely different environment.
The atmosphere.
And so even,
yeah.
Even if for a moment your brain is different than someone else's brain, you get to keep on that path of your brain being different.
For the most part, I think that there's still definitely 1,000% people that are out there that are horribly judgmental and disgusting.
No, yeah, but compared to... We were talking about the last 20 years.
Yeah.
In the last 20 years, I'm sure it's been an increase.
Oh, absolutely. So when The Godfather was active duty in the Marine Corps, I babysat for a young man who was, I say young man because he was younger than me at the time, but he was like 5 years younger than me, but he had a little boy because mom didn't want him, who was very obviously gay and struggling with it because he's in the Marine Corps and Marines aren't gay. And, you know, we look at people that were treated with violence and hate in those situations back then. But he was just a soft, but, like, he wasn't, like, flamboyant or anything. He was just very soft-spoken, very shy, very sweet person. That would be a typical, like, come over, hang out, have some beers. You know, if you didn't know, you didn't know. If you knew, you knew. But whereas now, 20 years later, people probably wouldn't even bat an eye, and they'd just be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, you're gay, great. Give me your kids so I can babysit it, you know? Like, who cares? So the atmosphere is you're right, the atmosphere is completely different. You know, we don't see as much misogyny from men towards other men who recognize that, like, I agree, there are some men out there that you look at them and you're like, holy crap, why are you so pretty? And other men are okay to recognize that now.
I see that quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, it's the same for me. Like, there are women, especially on social media, you know, we look at TikToks, we see a lot more people now who are in motion and talking to you that you're like, holy shit, she's hot. I am probably the straightest female I know. But I can recognize beauty.
I'm not the straightest male.
I can recognize and appreciate beauty. Like, it's okay, I got you, girl. You're right. You are hot as hell. I don't find you attractive. I am a little jealous of your looks, though.
Oh, my God. I knew a guy that if you even were, like, talking about not any of these topics, but literally just being, like, if you asked him and you turned towards him and you're like, hey, do you think that guy's cute? He'll look at you and be like, no.
You're gay.
That's a weird thing to talk about.
Oh, and I think I knew who that person is. And it was a little awkward because you're just like, rock? Like, living under it? Are your parents Amish? Like, do you ever come out in public?
His parents are Amish. They're not. But they live on a farm.
Very sheltered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't know. That's a lot to think about. Here's the thing, though. I hope, because what I see a lot is the not LGBTQ community, well, I tripped over that whole thing, LGBTQ community, is also very judgmental sometimes of those of us who aren't part of it and calls us ignorant or calls us stupid or calls us hateful for simply voicing another side of it or another opinion. And I don't think that's fair. I think discussions should have what is happening over there.
Apparently TikTok still plays when you close.
Back out of it. This is like a graduation speech.
I didn't know that TikTok play whenever you close it because I just opened my phone and it just started playing and then I closed my phone and it kept playing.
I think that both sides need to come together and have discussions because I feel like my opinion should be just as valued as your pride in being who you are. So if I have questions or I have an opinion about it, it doesn't mean it's coming from a place of hate. Like, it's just the way I feel. But I shouldn't be persecuted for feeling differently if it's not hateful.
Yeah, I don't know shit. Somebody's got to tell me.
Yeah, like, sometimes I say shit and I know it's pure ignorance. And that's not a bad word. Like, if I'm ignorant about a subject, then tell me about it. When all of these other sexualities started coming out, pansexual, asexual, I don't know if you understand ones.
Okay, demisexual, asexual, aromantic.
First of all.
Transsexual.
We'll take transsexual out of that, but all of the other ones I still feel like are unnecessary subcategories that don't really need to happen.
Oh, yeah. There was one I never got to get to because it was like kind of the same thing as like gender neutral, but it's called Two-Spirit.
I'm about to stand something.
Yeah, I'm about to stand.
Hold on, no, because it has Native American background.
Okay, go ahead, go for it.
Two-Spirit is a modern pan-Indian umbrella term used by some indigenous North Americans to describe Native people and their communities who fulfill a traditional third-gender ceremonial and social role in their cultures. So a two-spirit person refers to a person who identifies as having both masculine and feminine spirit and is used by some indigenous people to describe their sexual, gender, and or spiritual identity.
No, I will
pretty
sure,
actually.
Huh?
That one was pretty fair.
Hold on, that's the picture for it.
That's fucking
stupid. I mean, out of all of them, that one's pretty fair. To me,
you have the spirit of genders instead of actually dressing as them?
I'm about to offend some people.
You probably offended people.
Listen, okay, first of all, I want to say something to you as my child.
Yeah.
Do not take an opinion because somebody else gave you an opinion. And regardless of what your DNA shows. It was not how you were raised or how I was raised. So I still am very much Native. It was how I was raised. Number two, having
you
two
can,
spirits...
You can believe that.
You know, you don't need to change it up because somebody gave you an opinion and you don't have proof of it yet.
I also don't have proof of the latter.
This is true, but don't be rude
about
it.
So until then, I will say I'm white. I'm not talking about you, though. It's not about you.
That's not preference. I don't even know what that is. Listen.
So here,
I've never, ever in my life, because I am very much in a lot of indigenous groups, never in my life has that particular, whatever that was, popped up ever. Because when they talk about their kids and we talk about sexuality or whatever we identify with, it's always been the norm, like the whole alphabet. We've never talked about that one.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That person was pretty white.
he had braids in the
that was so
and they were like,
so
made
that sounded like the ultimate white person who really has... like some super cool Native friends that is like I identify as all Native, even if I have zero in me because I know you and now I have two spirits inside me. What is white and what is Native?
Me and my Native boyfriend did it once and now I have the spirit of the Natives in me.
I smoked the peyote pipe once
and
that is what I saw.
I watched a cooking channel
and
crystals.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
Like, today's the first time I've ever heard of that.
No, I've never heard of it.
But,
yeah.
So, mine is not a diminishing opinion at all.
Right.
Mine is an opinion of simply whenever it comes to the sexualities,
mm-hmm.
that, like, having sexual preference, sexual orientation, a orientation towards a person.
Okay.
There is somebody who is attracted to the opposite sex.
Yep.
Somebody is attracted to both sexes.
Yep.
And somebody that is attracted to everyone in between.
Or someone that's attracted to no one. Because there are people out there like that.
That's
but
what
I wouldn't still would lump them into the alphabet.
That's what I'm saying. Is
I mean, it's like really...
Well, so that I don't care about. But whenever it comes to, whenever you're saying your sexual orientation, whenever you have people that are like asexual or aromantic, to me, that is not a completely different sexuality. That is just somebody that can fall under any of those... but simply just wants a different lifestyle.
Yeah. But to me, it's somebody who just doesn't want that lifestyle. If they want somebody to love them, but I want sex with you.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
Aromantic is someone who doesn't want any romance and just wants to fuck everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't want aromantic, so they want a sexual relationship with a person.
With no emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's something
Isn't that what Friends with Benefits is?
This is exactly why I don't think that it should be its own sexual preference.
I don't either.
But, no, I would say that's different.
I mean,
so, yeah.
I really feel like, you know, Katie, like, fall under that, you know, because you said she has, like, hard time connecting with people. I could see her, like, finding someone that she really vibes with. She doesn't fall in love with them, but she sees, like, herself being with them for a really long time.
But maybe not even seeing herself with them, like, sexually. Like,
yeah, maybe not,
that's
like,
really
sexually.
Never been a topic of interest or conversation.
I feel like
with
she would
her.
Just want to be with someone.
Yeah, she just wants somebody to love her.
I feel like there's a word for it, but I also don't want to look through the other 70.
Yeah.
And that's my problem, though. Like, I think the plus needs to go away because... all of those letters literally cover, minus the asexual, literally cover...
Well, usually it's, isn't it LGBTIA plus?
No,
it's
they
like
added
LGBT,
the IA.
LGBTQIA.
They intersex and...
No.
What's
that's
the
asexual
preference? It's not asexual, is it?
It's androgynous.
Yeah.
Androgynous.
But those aren't sexual preferences.
Yeah, people need to, like...
If we look at LGBTQ,
well, okay.
That's a preference. Those are people who have a sexual preference
and
for
also,
other
isn't,
people.
Isn't androgynous... That wouldn't be a sexual
it's
orientation.
Not,
that would be a
how you
gender
would.
Orientation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people don't realize that there's a huge difference between sexual orientation and gender identity, and they keep missing
yeah,
and
androgynous
it.
Is 100% a gender identity thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it
let
an
me,
issue
me,
or a crisis.
Me,
it's just like its own
it
category.
Let me ask you something. Whenever you look at that and you're like androgynous, let me ask you, are you whenever you think of the word androgynous, is there any dating or fucking involved.
No.
No, that is not a sexual preference.
So there's a girl, she's a girl, but there's a girl I watch on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, she has long hair. She keeps it pulled up a lot. She's very masculine features. So say she was to cut her hair, I probably would never know. Minus tatas, if she had big ones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, small breasts, short hair, androgynous joke of the 80s was Pat. Because she was kind of chunky, couldn't quite see her boobs, and big men have them.
Whenever I think of androgynous, all I think of is Ziggy Stardust.
Well, if you think of androgynous, you look at somebody, and without being rude and walking up to them and being like, are you a boy or a girl, that person could literally, and they're not trying for either, that person could literally be either, and that's androgynous, you know? They could be either.
Well, so androgynous is whenever you look to be either.
That's what
and gender fluid is whenever you feel even.
Right, right. And still, though, those are not preferences.
Right, right. Did I get that right?
Huh?
She wasn't listening, so
no,
I'm automatically
like,
the correct party.
You are literally the co-host.
I'm looking up something to, like, speak on right after you guys are done.
But I agree with you. My issue is that for Pride Month,
mm-hmm.
Pride Month is directly related to those people whose sexual preference is different than heterosexual.
I think Pride is for anyone that's not straight cis male.
They were lesbian women that initially started this whole thing.
Yeah, I still think
trans.
That Pride is really just for anybody.
Oh, are they trans?
They were trans
women.
That's
why you have things like the progress flag that also include things like, correct me.
Say this again.
Oh, I didn't say anything. I was just wanting you to correct me immediately, so I didn't say anything.
Yep, you're correct.
The progress flag also has the
progress?
Yeah, it's the one.
Oh, yes, yes.
It has
rainbow, it has black and brown, and then I think it has white.
And that those aren't sexual orientations.
It's
those
just
for,
to add people of color.
Those are for AIDS
survivors.
Awareness and
people of color.
And the pink and blue are meant for transgender.
Okay, see, even there I have an issue because
well,
I think it's whether you're indigenous or African-American, I think it's great to be proud of who you are and your culture as much as anybody else because I'm not going to disclude or exclude, you know, white European or Asian or Spanish or whatever, but
I don't enjoy it.
What I'm saying though is, I think when we start continually adding those things to put them in the spotlight, it just keeps the divide.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just if you are a person of color who is also LGBTQ, you're just LGBTQ and a person. I don't care what color you are.
You don't care what color you are, but that's not the whole point of Pride.
Yeah.
Pride is awareness towards.
They put it in there because those people of color who are also in that community get, like, way more hate and shit for just, you know, white people who are lesbian or gay.
You're talking about a double up of just
double up of
hate.
Fucking hate and.
I hate people as a whole, but I don't care what color you are. Like the people that I love,
that doesn't mean that they don't need representation, and that's the whole point of it, is representation.
I just think sometimes we carry it so far that we continue a divide in not only sexual orientation and color.
It's just
frustrating that the people.
I think
it's
with movements, I think it's with movements of like Pride that it's one of those things where you have to be equal before you can be equal, and they are not equal yet, which means that they don't get to be.
Well, and they're not, which we 100% saw with at least the adoption bill.
Yeah,
there's no reason that
they don't get to feel equal until they are equal, and so
marriage and adoption, that's a huge.
Yeah.
So
even though to you, a person of color looks exactly the same as a person of not color, their laws don't reflect that. The bills passed don't reflect that. The hate doesn't reflect that.
Which is, and that's the problem I have. Like, I just wanted to stop. Because at the end of the day, let's take a look at those two laws, because they happen in different states. I'm not saying they all happen here, but the two laws that are most impacting right now for the LGBTQ community would be adoption and marriage. And at the end of the day, who the fuck cares? Who cares? What does it matter if two men or two women get married? Whose life is it impacting besides their own? I don't understand that.
The person who has to make the cake with the two males on top.
Again, who cares? Like, it's literally just a product. They're literally just people. The two men that walk down the street that are married are not impacting my life in the least.
It's crazy that we live in a capitalist society, and yet we don't want to make money.
Right.
You're putting your hate over...
And people that are allies with them, you're losing them too. Because
if I find out
that somebody that I say I'm a loyal, I'm a baker, so I don't, but I'm a loyal customer to a bakery. Then my two friends wanted to have that baker make them a wedding cake, and she refused because they're gay. I'm not buying from you again.
Yeah.
People that I'm friends with are not buying from you again. So it's not just the gay community that is not buying from you.
That's not 100% true, though, because we buy from Chick-fil-A.
Okay, see, that's like a whole different situation, though. Like, it's so weird.
Also,
like,
in the last few years, they have come out and retracted a lot of their stuff because they recognize that they will lose a lot of customers.
But they still haven't denied that they aren't still, like, sending money to, like, camps and shit to help support. Conversation camps or whatever?
No.
What the fuck? Conversion.
So they do send money to that?
They support it.
That's disgusting.
I mean, they say they don't send as much money as they used to.
The plus side of that is that I don't eat there very often because I don't think their food is overrated.
They have one good fucking food, and it's the chicken nuggets.
And they're still overrated because they're tiny as fuck. If I get 10 of those, it's like 5 McDonald's chicken nuggets. Nah, it's for twice as much money.
Hobby Lobby is also a Christian company, and they will hire people that even look in any way.
That's a moral conundrum. It's a moral conundrum. Hobby Lobby in our area is literally like the only place you can buy craft shit. So if
just
we need something, it's really
hard. Yeah, we ain't got no Michael.
Exactly.
There's not
that's
a lot of
choices. Like, it's weird that sometimes money overrides everything else,
Epic.
And then somehow everything else overrides money.
Yeah. It's,
and it's always on the shit-eating side.
It's an ethical issue because, to a point, because cities and states like ours, where we are in a highly religious area, know these things. They create a situation where you literally don't have a choice.
Yep.
I need this. This is the only place that has this. I have to go there and buy it.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Now, 90% of the time, I could probably order it from Amazon, but then you also have to look at what people can afford. Because I may be paying twice as much on Amazon when we know that places like Hobby Lobby have these huge sales. If I can afford it here...
That's why they have those huge sales, because they keep people hooked in.
Yeah, because they know, they can afford it now. They're going to come here regardless. There's nobody else that sells it.
That's probably the same reason that Chick-fil-A has such a good work ethic, is because they are doing perfect in every single way except
supporting
people.
They are the best fucking workers.
I will admit that Chick-fil-A is the gold standard of what
everything
fast food places should be
and
doing
exactly
with their
what
business.
It's a
but
God,
I don't like them.
It's a God's image type thing where if they're looking the best and they do these things, then every company should do this.
I at least feel good in the fact that I don't actually enjoy Chick-fil-A. I could never eat Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't really like
okay.
chicken.
Yeah, I love Zaxby's 1,000,000% better, bro.
I tried it literally tried it for the first time last year. I've never had Chick-fil-A and ordered. You know, it was back when the chicken sandwich debate was going on, like who has the best chicken sandwich.
I still haven't had one for Popeyes.
I've never had a Popeyes chicken sandwich.
I haven't either. But
we don't
I was
Popeyes
like,
Popeyes close enough.
We have one. It's like way further down.
Probably not anymore.
Yeah.
It's like yeah.
But so I ordered one. I heard theirs is the best. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try it. I've never been here before. You know, Dan loves their waffle fries. I think they're waffle fries.
No, I don't like their waffles. They're not waffles.
They're not. So I get this chicken sandwich, though, and it's super expensive.
Yeah.
And it was tiny,
mm-hmm.
and there was, like, a piece of lettuce and a slab of mayo on it, and then the chicken, and I was like...
And soggy as fuck, too.
This is not God's food.
Yeah, most of the time, the only thing that is good on this thing is, no, it's like the family packs. Like, they do really good whenever they don't put it together.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's not worth the hype, so I don't actually feel bad not supporting them.
No, I would definitely have Popeyes, and I haven't even tasted it yet. But the way people describe Popeyes makes my mouth water.
and they're not, you know, anti-Alphabet Mafia. So.
I don't know that for a fact. So.
Nobody has come out and said it, though. I'm hoping that conversion camps really are, like, the most confusing thing to me.
Conversion camps are legitimately
it's
terrible
abuse.
In any way.
It's
yeah.
abuse. It's different
That's
than...
why they have... There's so many laws against it now, but somehow they've still found ways to make it horrible. Like, they can't electroshock you anymore.
Thankfully.
But they can still traumatize you all hell.
But they can still stick you in a room with nothing but anti-gay
make you talk the
movies.
Game.
And the reason they're allowed to do it is because their parents, you know, if your parents signs anything, then you're...
Yeah, if you're under 18,
forever.
You really can't do
I mean, they sign you over, you are theirs.
Yeah.
And that's horrible. And it makes me feel mad at my generation for being with parents.
Yeah.
You know, I see this, so there's this trend going around on TikTok, and I've seen multiple creators, younger creators use it, where they're saying, you know, Gen Z, Gen X, which is my generation, are horrible parents. We're the worst parents.
You're kind of that in-between. It is pretty tough. You're in the in-between of really shit, like, corporal punishment, and then fucking millennials.
I would like to think that I'm not a horrible parent.
You're not.
I'm just saying, like, your generation is that.
But
your generation
is
full of shitty parents
all together.
That horrible pit of just, like,
I agree.
Shit below
the
and
is,
shit above.
The problem is, though, is that when you lump all of us in together, like, that's not fair, because the generation before me, right, my parents,
well, you guys are
they were way worse.
Yeah, but you guys are the same generation that just lump us all together. Like, oh, well, they're just all idiots that...
I'm just saying there's a lot of your generation that's lazy and entitled.
That's not true.
I agree, 100%.
I think it's the years right after me,
bro.
It's the generation that doesn't want to go to work, gets mad because they're not making $15 an hour for flipping hamburgers.
See, you say that, but I'm the beginning of that generation, and I'm only 19. The beginning is like 20. We are not the ones that is all millennials being dumbasses.
It just bothers me that there is that generation out there who 100% they don't want to work. They complain about everything. They are the offended generation. That's really what it should be called. Because they are
totally
offended by everything.
We just turned adults. Me and my Jenny boys. We just turned adults, and we are. But for most of it, we've spent in the pandemic.
Do you feel like that your generation is a highly motivated, wants to get to work and do the right thing generation?
I think that our generation is better than millennials. I think that our generation has, whereas millennials have used this as a crutch, our generation has used this as a tool. I have a phone in my hand.
Yeah, I will give you that technology is definitely more of a tool for your generation than a crutch. But when we look at going out to the real world, that's where the problems come in. And that could either be our fault or yours. I don't know. Because I don't think I've ever taught you guys to not want to be hard workers and to take care of yourselves. Because I know that that's what I had to do.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's one of those weird things where somewhere in there, my generation has to be at fault. But we're not the generation that made the electronics. We're not the ones that taught us how to use them, and we're not the ones that raised us.
This is true, and I will say...
I'm also not going to say it's 100% our generation's fault.
True. I will say, when he says Gen X, for me it's a split, because, yes, half of us stayed that corporal punishment, I'm the man of the house, like old-fashioned type.
Speak when spoken to.
Yes.
Yeah.
So half the generation went there, where the other half grew up in shit. Because we have horrible parents. And then we're like, well, that doesn't really work for us. Like, maybe we shouldn't be these hard-ass, we want our kids to talk to us and communicate with us. There has to be a better way to approach the situation. And so we're overthinkers. That's the other half of it, are the overthinkers who are trying to figure out a way not to be your friend, but to communicate with you because you have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
That's one thing is you guys are the really shitty in-between where the lost generation, all they did was not listen to the children, and the millennials are, all they do is the children are the parent.
Yeah, that's horrible too. I don't know where that comes in.
And so you have this, you guys are having books that you have to read to be a parent from the generation before, and having online forums that you have to read from the generation below.
Yeah, and the generation below bothers me only because I've seen it countless times.
And it's one of those things where I don't look at that entire
generation.
When you
have a parent that is literally arguing with a child like they're an adult to get them to do things that they want to do, that makes no sense to me. We're not arguing about it. You're four.
At the same time, I've seen...
We're not arguing about life here.
I don't even know... I don't remember what his thing was, but he's a content creator, and he literally just has legitimate conversations with, like, his four-year-old. And
that's okay.
She says these, like, big-ass words, and... He's like, and anytime she says something that's legitimately like, you've stumped me, then he just goes, all right, I'll go do it then.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay, go take out the garbage. And she's like, why? And he's like, well, I mean, you can take it out. And she was like, well, you can also take it out. All right, you're right.
To a point, and I agree with that, but on the other point, we're supposed to be teaching our children to be self-sufficient. So learning those chores is important because when you leave the house, and you are on your own, it's important that you know how to do those things. They're still skills. They're shitty skills to have to learn. Nobody likes them. I don't like doing them. But you still have to know them because you're not going to – I don't want my kids growing up living in filth because they don't know how to scrub a toilet correctly. You still have to do those things. And it's work ethic. You still need to be able to do these things and help out and be part of a functioning family. It is not all – should not all fall on one person in the house. You're right, I can do it, but I also did this, this, and this, so go do it.
It's also one of those things where, like, your generation was also the generation that was brought up as, you're going to have to teach your kids everything. But, like taxes, I can just be like, yes, hello, can you do them for me? Thank you. And, like, this weird person in my phone will do it for me.
True, but at some point, there's always a possibility that that won't be there, and it is important to be able to do those things on your own.
If there's
to
a possibility
able,
that this won't be here, then the country would also be nuked.
True, but things happen.
So I'm not too worried about it.
Things happen, though, and so here's the thing. Whether you do them on your own is on you,
mm-hmm.
but having the ability to do them on your own is different. Like, for us, I do ours because it saves us money. I'm not spending that money on somebody else doing some shit I can do.
It's like $20.
No, it's not. So it can cost hundreds of dollars to have those things done.
Can you just have the money
for
to
you,
get the money?
For you, in the methods that you were taught how to do it, there are easier ways to do it that cost less money.
Sometimes. But there's also places that will easily rip a person off who is not intelligent enough to say, no, that's not right. I'm not paying for that. I'm paying for this. So it's easier for me because I pay nothing. And
yeah,
I'm a money miser.
Like you go
so
into one of those offices where you sit down and they have a filing cabinet and they open it up and they're like, ugh, car payments are looking good and they're going through the files.
I spent many years having other people do my taxes and wasting money on it. It would, like, your the godfather
mm-hmm.
and I paid for a long time to have people do our taxes and it would cost us like $300 where we really didn't get a return. But you
yeah.
get much back anyway. So $300 was a huge chunk.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, this can't be that hard. Then I realized that those people get literally like 20 hours of training. They don't go to school for it. They don't, like, this isn't, like, unless you own a business and you have a tax accountant and all that stuff, they go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But H&R Block and the other place in the Walmart that does them, those people are just regular people. And they took some online classes and they learned how to do it. They're literally doing the same thing I'm doing. So I'm not paying you to do what I can do for myself for free.
I'm just waiting for the day that you can take a picture of your forms and just be like, fill this out.
Right?
So
I do what you
do.
But it has been mainstream. Like, I don't know if you've ever noticed that simple taxes, like for the uncle,
mm-hmm.
it takes me like 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, we're done. And he didn't have to pay anything for it, you know?
Yeah, it's
I
one
wish
of those things
me.
Where, like,
but,
I'm sure that your mother had to do it on paper.
I started out doing it on paper.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is
and
one
it
of
was
those
much
things
harder
that is
then.
Very different.
yeah, it was much harder then because I didn't have a computer to say, okay, did you catch this, though? Like, I feel like you missed a number here. Did you catch this? And I appreciate that because I'm like, no, I didn't catch that. Let's go fix that.
Isn't the thing of, like, doing your taxes perfectly kind of sucks, though, because that means you don't get a return?
I always get a return now. It's really about income level. So the more money you make, the less you get back. So once you reach a certain threshold, you actually start paying them.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have rich tax. Is that what you're talking about?
So let's say Dan made $100,000 a year. And we could only claim two kids. So what we would get credited for them would still not cover what he owes in taxes. And we would probably pay, you know, $1,000 at the end of it. I would owe them money, which is unfortunate because they tax. Those tax brackets go up as you go up in income.
Isn't that also one of those things where, like, if you get paid more than $100,000 a year after you reach $100,000, like, there's a certain cap, you pay, like, 25%.
They definitely raise, yeah, they raise your taxes. Okay. And so you end up owing them money at the end of the year rather than getting money back.
Which, I mean, by all means.
By the time all of you are out of my house and I can no longer claim you, there's a good chance that if we don't pay enough in, we will owe.
You don't got us to fall back on.
Right? I don't get the sweet tax credit.
That's already started happening because I don't count for a lot of things.
Right. Well, so I still claim you as a dependent, but I don't make money for you being a dependent. And then when you get your first job, we won't even put your name on forms. We won't claim you because it would mess up your taxes.
Mess up my taxes.
Because it'll ask you when you do your taxes, can anybody else claim you as dependent? And then it ends up with delays, and you can end up with a lower return because what they're seeing is that somebody else is paying for part of your life. So even though you made this much money, and there's only you, and you're not making above poverty level in their books, somebody else is helping you, so we're not going to give you as much back. So we, just like with her, wouldn't put you on our taxes because we're not, that's not what we do.
Yep. I have to put you on my stuff because that means I got more.
What stuff?
Don't worry about it. transgender.
Oh my God. You're about to make me freak out. You're single to the government. You're single.
Apparently. That's such a dumb thing. Because I was trying to figure it out.
I was like, where's the girlfriend option?
There was an option, and it said, like, married, divorced,
single, married, divorced partner.
Well, no, it had more things. It was, like with a person that has, like, a visa or something like that.
Yeah.
And another one. But it had these other ones that would entail what a partner would mean. And then I have these other ones that would entail what a partner would mean. So what the fuck does a partner mean?
So typically...
Once you're dating someone illegal...
The place that we work services a different community. So when you look at partner there, because Tennessee doesn't recognize marriages for LGBTQ, that would be your partner. So that's why.
But, I mean, you're still
legally,
even if you go to another state to get married, you're still married.
But that's your partner.
License.
They recognize
it's
that
not your husband
partner.
Or wife. It's just
so in our state and in most states, until you two are married, you are single. You're considered single because you have when you get a job.
Well, I understand
it's
single
a single
income.
Person's income.
Yeah, I understand the income side of it.
That it falls under the same when you fill out paperwork until you're married.
So weird.
Yeah, like it took
well,
me a
it,
long
it was,
time.
It was just weird of like. The partner option instead of just the married option.
This is true, because that's the first time I've ever seen that. But
to me, that looks like, oh, yeah, I mean, I do have a partner. So
there was
so
a long time when I got divorced that I would go fill things out, and I was like, in my head, I'm like, do I put single or divorced? Like, why do you care?
It's like the Facebook chat.
Do you have to put divorced times two? Or... Wait, you got it. No.
How does
the point?
Think you mean single
times two? It says divorce. You're like,
no,
times one?
No.
Married one?
Divorce and married?
I was like, what the hell? I've been both.
Dude, that's funny. Yeah.
Imagine imagine if you could, like, you had one husband, he died. You had another husband, you got divorced with him. You have another husband, and also you have some, you're dating someone on the side. So you could put single, partner, divorced, married, with
him. Right? Like, how many of these do I actually check? Is it all that I've experienced or what I am now?
Well,
I identify.
I identify
as a single woman.
See, it's a slippery slope. So, I do want to say thank you to any listeners. Well, I know there were listeners because I actually watched the eyeball. But I appreciate all of you. And I'm so happy that you're here with us for our typical ADHD subjects of the week. We will probably still be covering some, maybe some prize stuff. Maybe we can look at like the events that are happening.
I think next week we should, events plus, we should dive into, instead of sexuality, we should dive into the gender part. Because I Googled it just to see like, because I haven't even thought about that stuff. 72 genders to choose from.
So that's our subject next week. Whoa, genders! Yay!
I think though, it's just like the, like 52 sexualities. A lot of them just go on both lists because people don't define them.
I definitely do want to say though that we 100% in this family, in the Wicked Curiosity Media family, support the LGBTQ community.
I support whatever you're doing. If you're not hurting anybody, then I don't really care what you're doing.
Can we,
I
don't want it in my house. I don't care.
I'm gonna. They're hurting somebody. But, I mean, if you're doing
the good
something,
of it.
I'm gonna make fun of it, but you're cool in my book.
Yeah, and we, you know, are happy to be able to talk about Pride Month. I have never actually gone to a Pride parade. I'd be interested, but
there's,
I've also seen some
people.
Shit shows happen. So.
Yeah, that's the same reason I don't go to a concert. There's just too many people.
There's a lot of people, a lot of craziness that happens, especially here. I can't imagine. I mean, I would hope that it would go smoothly, but I feel like, I don't know.
If it was a Pride mixer, I would go. 20 people.
We hope that you guys have a great week. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Dan and Alex have the Cinephiles tomorrow night. I do believe The Guy in Glasses is currently on hiatus. If you are a music fan, if you are a radio host wannabe, if you have interest in doing a show or a podcast, he is currently looking for a new co-host for Note by Note. So reach out. You know, send us a message. We'd love to take a look at some new candidates for that. Also, Sunday is Mood of the Week. I'm sure Austin and Dan don't know what they're doing yet, but they will be here. And
we're doing a movie.
A movie. And we will see you next Tuesday. So I hope everybody has a good night.
Deuces. We love you. We love you and support you.
I support whatever. Just...
Don't do it in my house.
Don't do it in my house. Under the Bible, it says wrong.
Oh, God.
Amen. Good night.
God, it's such a nerd.
Just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't.